And aloha. And aloha. And many blessings to you, lovelies. Beautiful sisters who share this space with me, thank you. It is in gratitude, honoring your path, my path, and our journey together, that we begin this time together. And I will share with you, I'm in my usual space, and the sun is just blasting this morning, a bit later, with my time with you. Just a perfect day here, a few wispy white clouds as we come to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big island of Hawaii, currently in the town of Volcano, which, yes, is a thing and a place. Goddess Pele is spouting steam this morning from her lava fiery belly, reminding us always that this earth is alive and in constant motion, creating through this hot lava that erupts from the center of the earth, destroying and creating both in the same breath. It is in this space that I find you this morning. And indeed, things are shifting in the world. Maybe you're feeling it in your world, in your life. It's kind of a sensation of standing on the ground, on the earth, in an earthquake. This constant motion. Things not feeling very steady. And sometimes, lovely, things need to shift so that you can birth the new. And that is, I think, the message coming this morning, is that we hold on so tightly to just about gosh darn everything, don't we? We hold on to it. These things, these material things, because we allow them to define our reality, define us. And in truth, they define nothing other than what we offer them in their place in this world. Here's my cat. Which one is this? This is the ones that my daughter loves. Sophie is here on our table joining us this morning. She's a bit of a wild one. Are you gonna meow? Bit of a wild one, does not like to be in the house. But she's come by to see the sacred work this morning. She'll be off in a second. We'll see her whenever. Holding on, dear sisters, do a check-in. What are you holding on to in your life? What are you wrapping around yourself as a comfort, saying this defines me, or I need for this to define me? What is it? You know, when we lose someone so close to us, that adds a whole nother layer of holding on. Possessions, memories, spaces that we shared time with that person. It all gets amped up to another level of holding on to. But even then, we need to look very carefully at what's offering us comfort and what's smothering us. Because I talk often in my sister site, my grief work. If you're coming from that space of grief and loss, you might want to check out gentlefeatherinstitute.com. It's where I house all of my grief work and videos, which I do plenty of, talking about loss and talking about letting go of those possessions and really being careful when we dance in the hall of memories, because in that space, although it might bring comfort to the immediate, nothing grows. Nothing grows. Wow. What are you holding on to, sisters, that you can shed today? Maybe it's something as simple as just, you know, going through an old closet and looking at things going, okay, I really don't need this anymore. Get rid of it. Gift it to someone. You know, we're so based in this monetary realm, this realm of illusion that has been created, that often we look to sell things and, you know, make a few pennies for them. Why not just gift it? Give it to someone in need. From a space of love and compassion. Because, you know, what you give out into the world comes back to you. It's not taking advantage of you, you know, these other phrases that so often surround money. I mean, that's a whole nother discussion, isn't it? How we really, really need as a populace to reshift our thinking. Our value does not come from the amount of dollars in our account. It does not. It comes from the amount of good deeds within your heart. And again, as a hospice counselor, bringing that work here, those that I've tended at their deathbed, as they're taking their final breaths, no one is lamenting, working more. Gosh darn it, I should have went to a few more meetings. It's all about letting go. And for those who have terminal illnesses, physical challenges that doesn't seem that you will jump over, it is the process of letting go. But honestly, dear sisters, for each and every one of you, this journey of life right now where we are is all about letting go. Letting go of old concepts, letting go of who you think you are. Because often we as women, we think we're something, but that something is defined by really a patriarchal society that I feel is taking its last breaths. Because when each and every one of us rises in our authority, in our sovereignty, when you come to feel and understand that your power lies within you, and no one can take it away. People can take your dollars away. It happens every day, right? They can take your dollars away. And if your value, your definition is tied into those dollars, then that can be gone in a second. But when you sit within your heart space and you lead your life every day from a place of intuition and your inner knowing, no one can take that from you. So I did a video yesterday, was strongly guided. Put it up on, not much there yet, but there will be, on the Happy Heart Sanctuary Hawaii YouTube channel, where I invoked Kali, who is the mother of death and rebirth, destruction, creation. She is a fast-moving goddess. So if you're new to her or she to you, I just say tread slightly carefully or humbly with respect for what she can bring into your life, because it will be fast. But I called upon her yesterday and had a bit of a burning ceremony. I would love for you to witness that. So if you have 15 minutes, that's what it is. Happy Heart Sanctuary Hawaii YouTube channel. Take a look and be present. I talk about the power within us. You know, the society, lawyers, this fear-based society we live in loves for us to be pushed to that space of fear. It's where we're diminished, isn't it? We're less than in that space. We look up and ask for things to come to us. To a power that has no intention of offering us anything can shift all of that, sisters. It's time for that. But you won't do it by looking out there. No one's going to grant you permission to stand within your authority because the society doesn't want it. They fear the power within women. Fear it. Because they don't have it. But you do, my sweet sister. And if you're sitting this I was going to say this morning, but it might not be for you. If you're sitting in this moment, still in a space of less than, or doubt, or goodness no, fear wrapped around you, let's start to shift that today, shall we? Start to shift that away. And how do you do that? You sink into yourself. Don't worry, there'll be lots of classes and workshops and things hosted here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary because that's what I'm all about, is guiding women, helping to guide you to your own wisdom, your own seat of power, where you're not questioning your decisions, you're not questioning your path, your life, because you know where you're going, you know. It's very easy. Put your step forward. Does it make you feel happy, light, excited? Take another. If you take that step and your stomach sinks, like I'm faced with my own personal decision this morning, and I knew instantly it was not the way to go. Knew instantly. That sinking feeling, my sisters, that we push down and we ignore is your body, your soul, speaking to you, telling you do not take another step in that direction. Move it towards happy. And that is why I've called this the road to happy. Because really what it is the road to you. When you are happy, when you are light and feeling free and joyful, and joy, my sisters, that joy comes when you're able to create in this world. And many people go, create what? Well, I can't answer that. I can't answer that. You, and only you can answer that. You are here to create something. Something. That is your gift to the world. And that is where joy comes from. And we are so busied by society that dictates our time. And we have nothing left within us, no space, cut off from our womb energy, which is the seat of creation within us. Think about it. Where do you birth children? Where does that start? All creation starts within your womb, sisters, whether it be a physical child, or creation of whatever it is. I don't know what that word was. Let me start over. We need to reconnect to that space. I have a weirded out little kitten with his tail all fluffy, fluffy, zipping through my deck. Don't know why. We are here to create. We are here to create. What is it that you're here to create, sisters? What is it that brings you joy and pleasure? What? And again, I can't answer that. Only you know. I can guide you on the path, certainly. When women come to me for spiritual counseling, often they feel they're at a crossroads or just need validation. And I can read that within your energy field. Just sharing with you, from my perspective, what feels stronger where there's zero energy. And I'll tell you, 99 times out of 100, you already know. But I get it. It's nice to hear validation. I myself go for counsel just because it's so good to hear that sometimes, right? Because we're so taught to doubt ourselves. That doesn't come from within us. That's not a natural state, to doubt our intuition, to doubt our heart. Goodness. Our heart space. We have been brainwashed, removed from our inner knowing, our inner being. Brainwashed to think that what we have within us is not enough. And so go seek out Dr. God. Go seek out those who present themselves as an authority. And I assure you, there is no authority out there. You are your own authority. You. And yes, I know where you're going to go next, even in questions of health, because your energy field, your body, is yours. So you know it. Your thinking, your thoughts, energy, affects your energy field. We need to get back to that space. So the more that you put yourself down, the more that you come from a space of doubt, the more that you say, no, I cannot do this. Each of those is like a little ping of poison that you leach out into your energy field. And of course, that's going to do something. Of course. How can it not? Because that's coming from a space of fear. And fear destroys. What's the flip of that? Love. Love. Love is the highest vibration. It's our strongest power. It is the clearest frequency, and it cures all. So every day, I start my day, and when my daughter was little, we made a little game of it, of just washing ourselves with white light from the heavens, sparkly white light, and we'd do a little dance. And I'm just imagining, calling in the white light, calling in love of the universe, filling your system with that love, clearing out anything that needs clearing, the stagnation, the pockets of fear. Allow it to go. This is a good start to your day, sisters. Don't turn on the news and the other morning crap programs. Sorry, they might be, you know, entertaining in some respect, but it's not helping you. And it's time to help yourself. It's time to put practical steps into creating this new life. And it's not going to come through daytime TV. It's not. Because they don't want you to win. They don't want you to be on this road to happy. They want you sick and miserable and in fear constantly, in a constant state of anxiety, depression, emptiness. They don't want you to create. They don't want you to be in joy or bliss. They want you to be small. But I want the opposite. I, and of course many, many others who are feeling the call of the light. This activation, it's a crazy feeling right now that each step I have taken, each breath, these 50-some years has led to this moment. And so I share this with you, my sisters. That feeling of dis-ease within you, discontent. It's time to shift that. And you can do it. You. I don't want to discount the therapists out there who are doing beautiful work. But we need to get out of our heads. Not stuck in there in an endless cycle of thinking. You need to drop into your heart space and feel. And truly, truly feel what's in there. Now, that might be a bit scary because there's a lot of stuff that you've pushed down. You know, if you're sitting in grief, loss, especially there. Don't push down any longer. Let it out. Seek a community that can help support you. The grieving community I'm gathering of women, only women, on gentlefeatherinstitute.com. We're here on the Big Island. 2023. It's going to be an amazing year to come together to join those communities. And if that's not right for you, seek out another. Seek out others that make your heart sing and make you feel light. It's time the women gather again. It's time we gather again. Because that is how we thrive, isn't it? In community. Now, I'll be honest, I super love my alone time. I do. That's how I heal and connect and sit in this beautiful sun and become grounded, clear my energy field. But we all need a community. Because too much isolation saps our energy. And online's been great. I mean, it has certainly had its pluses, connecting with people you would never have a chance to connect with. But it can only go so far. And honestly, I'm a bit there. There's nothing like sharing space, sitting in circle with your sisters, and really sharing from that space of deep knowing and feeling loved and held and witnessed. Feeling the energy of that group that's there for you right then. That's what's needed now, and that's what we will be offering. As soon as this permanent space comes to ground, I will be in motion before my feet hit the ground. And that is my task today, is to uproot some avocado trees that we'll be transplanting, bringing to the permanent space. That's on the agenda this week, actually this weekend. So I share with you just one more thought in conclusion, sisters. And it's a short one, but the time is now. The time is now. I guess not to make it real, as my daughter says, but life is real, and we kind of paint these pretty pictures on it and hide these things that we you know, say are negative, but they're really not. To sit in grief is not a negative thing. It's a part of life. There's not one person on this earth who hasn't experienced a loss of some kind, because that's what this life is. It's transient. This is not the permanent thing. This is like going to Disneyland for a little bit. You can't live in Disneyland. I think I'd go a bit cuckoo. There's only so many times you can hear "It's a Small World," right? And which, by the way, if you've been to Disneyland, that is just one trippy ride. Just putting it out there. But this is a transient existence. This is. We do not live forever in this space with these bodies. They are gifted to us for a short amount of time. And my goodness, how do we beat them to the ground, don't we? You will shed your physical body. There will come a moment when you have your last breath. Don't you want to arrive at that moment with a smile in your face? Knowing that you're going home to the light, to be with others, it's all okay. That you've had an amazing life, you took opportunities, you traveled, you did what you wanted, your heart sang, you created, you had beautiful relationships, and when they were finished, you let go of them. I'm sorry, but this holding on to relationships for an entire life, you know, for some of you, that's a beautiful thing, not all of us. People come and go into our lives. There's beauty in a beautiful leave-taking as well. I had a woman in my yoga class that has moved on, and there was no, "Oh yeah, we should keep in touch." There was no, you know, because it just was finished. So we hugged. "Thank you. Thank you for sharing your energy these past months. It's been lovely to know you, and I wish you nothing but beautiful things for your life. And if I should cross paths with her again, then it's meant to be. And if not, I continue to keep her in my thoughts and send her love." This holding on in this life, it's just, we need to switch it, sisters. It's okay to say goodbye to things. It's okay. That's part of the journey of the heart, is understanding that we walk through this world with gentle and soft footsteps, and not cementing them forever in one way or one space. Flow. Flow. Allow flow into your life where you're feeling stuck. Breathe in the gift of air. Breathe in the gift of water. Breathe in the gift of life. And now that is feeling complete. I've got to get to the task of moving today. Wish me happy moving thoughts, if there are any. No, it's a good thing to move. You get rid of stuff. My back's just not so happy at this point, but you know. And I'm wishing you this, sister, the strength and the courage to breathe a new life where you know it's needed. You can do it. I know you can. And if you got 15 minutes, watch my video from yesterday, Invoking Kali, where we burned some stuff on the Happy Heart Sanctuary Hawaii YouTube channel. Website not up yet. I'll get to that shortly. Wishing you love, happiness, and peace in your hearts. Aloha, sisters, and we'll talk again. Bye.